Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey, coach, and welcome to this week's episode of She Coaches Coaches. Today, we're diving into an exclusive excerpt from one of my most popular masterclasses, How to Thrive as a Coach and Unlock Six-Figure Success. This is a two-part series where you can listen in as we talk about what it takes to create a six-figure coaching business. And guess what? It's not as complicated as you think. For part one, the foundations of six-figure coaching, in that episode, we're laying down the very foundations that are going to help you build and grow your coaching business into a six-figure success. We cover everything from defining what exactly is a six-figure coach and the essential strategies and systems you need to put into place. Whether you're just starting out or looking to scale up, this episode is packed with actionable advice to help you navigate your journey with confidence. And for part two, Conquering Coaching Challenges Beyond the Basics, I want you to tune into that episode in the series as well, as we dive deeper into the challenges that many coaches face on their path to success. We explore common obstacles like overcoming overwhelm, avoiding shiny object syndrome, and conquering fear, ensuring you're equipped to not only meet, but break through all your barriers to reaching your coaching goals. This session is crucial for anybody who is ready to tackle the tougher aspects of coaching head on. So I am so glad you're here to enjoy this two-part series. Make sure you subscribe to your podcast on your favorite platform so you don't miss any of the insightful episodes. Ready to transform your coaching career? Great. Let's get started.
If it's so simple, Candy, why do so many coaches struggle? Right? Like, you're telling me it's simple. Four essentials. Do the one thing, one client, one problem, one solution. Help them get amazing results. It seems so simple. Why are so many people struggling? Well, it's because of this. Whenever we want to get to the next level, we're thinking, I've got to get better at my skills. Maybe I need to get better at learning how to invite people. Maybe I need to get better at creating connections or defining my dream client or getting better at creating an irresistible offer. Improve my skills. And that is true. But it's not the only truth. So yes, you need to get better with your skills, but you also need to upgrade your beliefs. That's the place where we forget. We forget that the life that we have right now, our self-belief, our identity, matches where we are right now. We need to upgrade that self-belief to create the next level that we want. So skills are important, but they're not the only thing. The other thing is to upgrade your beliefs. So I want you to consider this. If you don't have enough clients or your income is too low, this is not the problem. It's kind of weird, but stick with me. Those things are actually a symptom Not signing enough clients, not reaching your income goal is a symptom. Those things are symptoms of another problem. And the problem is not that there is something wrong with you, that there's something wrong with your abilities, that you can never do it. That is not the real problem. What is? Maybe some of the reason is you have a misguided self-identity. You have a misperception about why you're not reaching your goals. So maybe that's why. All right. So let's talk a little bit about some of these common struggles. Common struggles demystified. I've got four identified, and I'm going to talk you through what they look like, what you're thinking like, what they sound like in your head, how you're feeling while you're in that, and then how you get over it, right? So the first struggle is the struggle of overwhelm. This is something I see so often. And honestly, I've experienced it myself. Like, I get overwhelmed just like anybody does, but I don't have to stay there, okay? And neither do you. So what is that overwhelmed? What does it sound like? What are you thinking when you're overwhelmed? It sounds like this. I don't know where to start. Gosh, there's just too many choices. Oh, I can't decide. And when you have that inner dialogue, you're feeling overwhelmed, confused, indecisive, stuck. So it sounds like this in your head. It feels like this in your body. What does it look like? What are you doing or not doing? Well, you spend a lot of time looking at all of the options. You're thinking and thinking and thinking and overthinking. And then you spend a ton of time deciding. And then 5 minutes later, you change your mind. So what's the result of this? The outcome is that you never really get started. Or you make a small start and then you stop. And then you change your mind and you start again. Ultimately, the result of this dynamic is that you stay overwhelmed. So I want you to type in the chat, does this sound like something you've ever experienced, where you feel there's too many choices and you feel overwhelmed and you spend a lot of time thinking about what you should do? And then you find that you're just not feeling any less overwhelmed. I know I sure have experienced this. So if this sounds like something you resonate with, just give me a yes in the chat. I'd love to hear you. Yes. Karen, of course. Yes. I know, right? Makoni, yes. Marisa, yes. But I also start blaming my husband for creating some of these problems for me. All right. But see what great awareness you have, right? You're searching for a solution. So when you feel overwhelmed, what do you want? I know for me, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, what am I looking for? I'm looking for clarity. Just tell me what to do and direction. I want to have clarity. I want to have direction. So when I feel overwhelmed, this is actually what I want. So for you, if you ever feel overwhelmed, ask yourself, if I feel overwhelmed, what do I want? I want clarity. I want direction. Right? Notice that for yourself. Being there, taught, what is it? Done that, bought the t-shirt. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Thanks, Karen. All right. So instead of overwhelm, know this, that reaching any goal, any next level, the next time you sign some clients is a series of decisions. So the first thing, throw out this idea that it's going to happen overnight. Focus only on the next step before you. Sometimes that overwhelm is because we've opened the funnel so wide as to what we're considering. Introduce constraint. So it might look like this. Instead of 5 social media platforms, focus on one, only one. Reduce the number of inputs. So what does that mean? Instead of looking at all the different things that you could be doing, decide where your focus is now. Those essentials that I told you about, do them in order. If you're not sure where to start, start with dream clients. Start with identifying who you want to work with. When you feel you've got that solid, go to the next. Instead of saying, I have to do all these essentials, focus on the one that applies to you right now. And then finally, use a timer. And what do I mean by that? If you're in a position where you have a decision to make and you're just kind of not sure what, give yourself 24 hours. You know what? In 24 hours, I will have chosen my niche. I don't have to have my niche for forever and ever, but I'm going to choose that that's going to be my niche for 3 months. I'm going to go all in. I'm not going to reconsider. So those are ways that you can manage overwhelm. So the second one, distraction, also known as shiny object syndrome. Now, if you have been alive for the last 20 years, you have experienced shiny object syndrome. Here's what it looks like. It sounds like this. Ooh, that looks like fun. Or that's going to make it so easy. Or squirrel, shiny object syndrome. And how does it feel when you're distracted in that way? At first, it feels exciting. It's like, oh, this is it. A little bit of relief. But eventually you feel kind of discouraged because maybe it's not as easy as you thought it was going to be. What is life like when you're in shiny object syndrome? You sign up for lots of things. You sign up for free challenges and freebies, and you consume a little bit of them. If it's one of those five-day challenges, maybe you go all in for 2 days. Then you start to lose steam after a couple of days. You're always looking for the easy button. You've got a new approach every week. I'm going to do a membership. No, I'm going to do group coaching. I'm going to be a health coach. No, I'm going to be a productivity coach. We're just jumping around. So what this looks like as an outcome is it looks like if you are living in your home and you want to go to the grocery store, and you know that the fastest path to the grocery store is that straight line, 2 kilometers down the road, turn left into the parking lot. But shiny object syndrome says you drive, and at every driveway you turn and there's something interesting happening there. So you drive in that driveway, kind of have a look around, then you have to back out again, get back on that road, but then you're distracted at the next turn and the next and the next. So that trip from home to the grocery store takes a very, very, very long time with all those detours. It's not just the detour in, it's also the backing out as well. So when you are experiencing distraction, shiny object syndrome, what do you want? Essentially, you want certainty. You want to know you're on the right path. And you're not really after that immediate pleasure. What you really want is satisfaction. So I would assert shiny object syndrome really wants certainty and satisfaction. That's your sign. That's what I'm really searching for. So how do you get that? So instead of distraction, unsubscribe from all the extra emails that you receive. Limit your time on social media. And instead of looking for that magic easy button, realize that the magic easy button is actually hiding in plain sight. Choose the proven path, the direct route, instead of the detours. Design your business to align with your values, your skills. Take that one approach that I described earlier, one dream client, one problem, one solution. That is actually the magic easy button. We just don't think that it is. So I'm just looking at my time here, and I want to make sure that I get a chance to deal with the final one, which is fear. But the next one on here is perfectionism. I'm going to scroll through these couple of slides. So if you're interested in it, you can always go and look at the replay and learn a little bit more about it and how to approach it. Okay. And as you can see, I'm going relatively slowly. Perfectionism is something that so many of us struggle with, for sure. When I'm thinking perfection, what I'm really wanting is reassurance and acceptance. And how do I get over perfection? Well, this slide gives you some approaches. The first bullet point is the one that I want you to focus on. Remember that perfection does not exist, but mastery does, and it grows with practice. So the only way that you get over perfectionism is by practicing imperfectly. As uncomfortable as that is the way through. So now the final struggle that stops you, yes, you're building the skills. These are the belief struggles that get in the way as we let fear drive the bus. So what does fear sound like? I know I should, but I don't think I'm ready for that yet. There's something wrong with me, or I don't know what they're going to say. They're going to judge me. Obviously, fear feels like all the different forms of worried and anxious and hesitant. And often when you let fear drive, now notice it's not experience fear. It's letting fear drive. We're all going to experience fear. That's part of being alive, but we don't have to let it control us. When we let fear drive, we get busy doing the unimportant stuff, or we hide, or we think we're the only ones who get scared. We don't realize that we're not alone there. And what's the outcome? You actually lengthen the time that you're afraid. So you don't make the progress you could make because you're allowing fear to drive instead of your courage to drive. You give up, and all of that just prolongs the fear. So in the Coaching Success Circle, which is the group coaching program that we've got, we currently are in the middle of a courage challenge because we all experience fear. And so we're doing 14 small days of courage, one small action of courage every single day to build our courage muscle so that we are so much better at not letting fear drive. And I'm really excited to see the progress that everybody's having in there. So when I'm experiencing fear or I'm letting fear drive, what do I actually want? I want to feel confident and I want to feel safe. So that's what fear is. That's what fear wants. When I experience fear, I really would rather feel confident. But how do I do that? So I remind myself that fear is normal. And everyone experiences it. And I also remind myself that I can feel fear, but I don't have to let it drive the bus. Remember that the way to feel more confident is through. You need to take action to eliminate fear. It's going to shorten that time that you spend afraid. And having a supportive community is also super helpful. When you're part of a community that really sees that you're an amazing person, they cheer you on, it really helps you to feel a little bit more willing to take that confident leap.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.